Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's time now for the fireside chats. Loading up. Ready to go. Got people on the line?
Yep.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's try to get these people in and out of here.
We'll start off with Greg.
Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to the fireside chats. Please, all we ask is you don't waste our time. Go.
Absolutely not. I most certainly won't. Just got a quick thing I want to say, which is I moved down here to Arizona about 7 years ago, and my father was like, man, you got to listen to Holmberg. You got to listen to Holmberg. And every single day that we went to work up until the day he passed away from that horrible C word, you know.
He got the COVID or the cancer?
Yeah, the cancer.
A couple of them now.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't the COVID, luckily. Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't like COVID cancer, you know.
Oh, double up.
But, yeah, I know, right? You know, double down, double up. But, I mean, every day I listen to you guys, and you guys just crack me up so much. And I just want to let you guys know that, like, you know, even my old man right here, wherever he is, you know, man, you guys mean a lot to me and... and all that. I'm just happy to be on the Fireside Chats right now.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Right. Brady's trying to get me to find music to make
Eric,
you cry.
Of course.
Well, he's gone. Doesn't matter.
Oh, he's going to make me cry. You know what? My guitar gently weeps is always a good one.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, get something. Okay. Oh, that makes you all weep. Right. That gets you going. Do you have ghost stories for your Halloween?
In the cradle.
This is good. Do you have you had any ghost stories that you can tell us for Halloween? Try to anything? Nothing?
I haven't, actually, except that I'm in here in the middle of, I live in the middle of bum-F nowhere.
Right.
In Upper Buckeye. So, like, they're building like,
upper,
a bunch of
never,
new houses.
I didn't know there was a lower.
Hold on, they've separated Buckeye?
It is lower, upper, whichever one it is. I don't even know
it's
where
like
it is.
It's like Arlington,
right
upper. Move,
it's lower. Not, though, because yeah. One is the
it's
airport.
Made up, right?
Yeah, one is the airport, and the other is the riverbed.
Right, yeah, by the municipal airport.
Ah, okay. Wow, you're way out
yep,
there.
Yep, yep.
All right.
Yeah, way out here.
Well, there's that's
like,
scarier
no,
than
I'm
a ghost
city
story.
Boy.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, and thanks for your kind words. That was very nice. Thanks, man.
Good man.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, dealer's nice choice. Man. Adam the Barber or Thunder Horse?
Oh, the regulars. All right, let's start with Thunder Horse.
All right.
We'll close with Adam today. Thunder Horse, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome, sir. Please, you know the rules. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I just wanted to give a big up to Trump. Let everybody know that that moved out here from their blue state with their cuck wagon full of soy lattes and cuck-a-cola. To load that cuck wagon up and head back to your stupid blue state.
Wow.
It's the Wild West, and we are red.
Now, you were a black man for Trump.
Damn right.
Yeah, and the biggest reason is?
The platinum plan. I like the platinum plan, you know?
Yeah.
But the main reason is because he's up. He talked like he's El Chapo before he got caught.
Yeah. You see, you like having a cartel leader as the president.
Yeah, and someone that would talk F like I would.
Yeah, okay.
There.
Well, you have anything to say to Toledo right now? As you're basically talking directly to him, I think.
Hi, Cocklito.
That's perfect. Hunter Horse. Well done, sir. Thank you very much, and thanks for espousing. I'm getting an email from a guy that's very mad, says that we're just all right wing, espousing right wing politics nonstop. And he's mad. Classless.
You might need some equal time on the
Toledo, you
want to
help out?
With that guy? No.
I don't know what it is.
They're both lost.
All right. There you go. I got an email from a guy. Hang on before we get to Adam. Says, John, there's nothing more traumatizing than your parents trying to teach you to shower. But Toledo can relate to this. Ask the cuck, because I didn't have a dad either, and my mom had to teach me to shower.
I wasn't going to get to
Did
that.
You have to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Is there moments that you see one that, for whatever reason, you're like, looks like
I blocked that out, John.
You know, though.
I blocked that
you
out.
You didn't. You think you out. Did. I guarantee you, if I flip through a 70s Playboy, you'd be like, yep, that's it.
I don't know what you're talking about with the giant black triangle. I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you see black triangles without, like, driving off the road?
Probably not. Let's not test that theory, though.
Is there a black triangle that looks like it's, like, giving birth to wet paper?
Jeez.
Does it look like a black triangle with like broken sausage casing that's kind of there a little bit? Is that the one you have to worry about? Or was it too nice?
Put it to you this way. It would have been around 1971, John.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. That thing was all fur. Yeah.
That memory's gone.
But
can you even look at a poodle?
Mom was 22 at that time.
Nice. Wow. So you thought I was
yeah.
You remember every second of that thing. Looking good at 22, probably.
Yeah, she had long, straight black hair like Cher at that time.
She had long. your head, though, had to do some significant damage.
I'm sure.
Extra scrubbing time.
So what was normal to you would look like a plate of spaghetti to everybody else. It looked like empty ravioli shells.
Stop. Stop right there.
That's now you
crossed
the
line.
Now I've gone
you crossed the line.
Now you've gone too far. All right, sorry. Let's get to Adam. Thank you for all that, right. Toledo. Brady, did you try to teach Kirby to shower, or is that Ronnie's job?
That's Ronnie's job. Yeah.
Has she done it? Standing there in the shower and said, this is how we're doing stuff?
Yeah.
Is there enough room for all
Ronnie
4 feet?
That's why we did a bathroom.
Got to do it in the pool.
Made the shower bigger.
Had to take a wall out to get her to be able to stand in the tub. She wears a tub for shoes.
We had to change the footprints, too, on where to stand. The flooring, you know. Like you stand
well, at least she's got the pontoons to keep her afloat.
We change them. Wherever her feet are, she's in the shower. I mean, she's covering the whole thing. All right, go ahead with Adam the barber is back. Adam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm doing wonderful. First thing I'd like to do is I'd like to say I pledge allegiance to President John.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, the other one. That's right.
And his very majestic hog.
That's the guy who won your debate.
That's the first thing I need to do.
Okay, well done. Yeah, and you got to make good for saying so many horrible things you said about him.
Well, that too. But mainly because he's got that majestic hog.
Okay,
wow.
Plenty of that.
Anyway, I just wanted to say I need you guys to put up a video of Jay Gutentag talking. Because as a licensed barber, I can tell you
that is
a dude.
Wait a minute. As a licensed barber,
now you're back in it.
All right.
So I know what a guy sounds like.
Right.
And Mr. Gutentag sounds like you shaved his balls.
No. You don't want to go down this road, Adam. You don't want to go down this road. No.
Wrong tree, buddy.
Yep, wrong tree, my friend. Nope. You want to
stay in the bushes.
Yep. You want to say nice things about
you. I'm saying what everybody is thinking.
No, not us.
Just for the record, I'm not thinking anything
like this.
Yourself,
Adam.
I'm not you guys. But to clarify, of the ghouls, I need a face to go with the voice. Because every time I hear Jay, it just sounds like the toughest hombre I've ever seen.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, you
pictured the 100%. Exact. Yeah, that's exactly what you should picture. That's what she looks like.
Oh, I'm not saying Jay couldn't kick my butt, because Jay could probably kick my butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But Jay's probably got a very majestic hog as well.
But it's not a hog on a girl. It's the bald man in the canoe. Yeah. Don't say
it.
Don't get close. Don't go down the road.
The argument. Yeah. You know?
We'll have Jay send you a picture of. We'll have Jay send you a picture of her birth canal.
All I need is a video of her face making sounds because she sounds like me. I sound like
No, you sound like
Emo Phillips. You hear things way differently.
Yeah, you sound more like a woman.
Well, well, there you go. There you go. I sound a little bit more. I sound like Jay's girlfriend.
No. There we go. You sound like.
She's even more manly.
Yeah. You sound like the one that Jay just chin checked.
Well, there you.
Yeah. You sound like maybe you sound like Kathleen.
I can go with that, but Jay sounds way too dominant to be of a certain persuasion.
Female.
He's not buying it.
Yeah, you just don't believe it. All right, we'll have Jay.
I
just got a text that says, the barber is right. That's a good t-shirt, too.
I like I said, man, I call him like I feel.
But you haven't seen it yet.
Somebody said that Adam sounds like Charlie.
It is.
He said it's Charlie's brother.
Charlie got better.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I don't want to see it, but at the same time, a little part of me has to see it.
Yeah. Well, that little party is smaller than the big part of her.
So,
yeah. Good luck, Adam. Thank you. Enjoy. Are you going to dress up as a bloody barber for Halloween?
Jay's going to make that happen.
I'm just going to dress up like my lunatic self and hope to God I don't kill nobody.
All right. Well, us
too.
Let this
guy cut your hair.
I appreciate it.
He does a great job with the hair.
See you later, Adam.
Does he use the kid's safety scissors at least? I wouldn't give him anything sharp. Oh, my God.
No. You've seen the hair. It looks great. It's great.
Your hair's amazing.
See you at the block party.
Gutentag's already fired back. Next cage fight with this weird effer. He sounds like a pretty weird guy. This guy, no D, the bald eagle has landed, and the man in the boat is fine. And I got a voice message from her, too. Are you ready?
Okay, Hold on. She calls her genitals the bald eagle?
Yep.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay, guys.
Here we go.
Oh, my God, dude. Where did this guy come from? I hear that voice all the time, and I kind of cringe because I'm not sure if it's the medication doing it to him or whatever, so I'm going to excuse it. But, oh, my gosh. Yeah, bald eagles landed, brother. And there is a man in the boat. Just saying. Just saying. No dick.
Okay, we get it.
Yep. Understood, Jay. Thanks for clearing that up.
I almost passed out. I want to be crystal clear here.
Are we clear? Crystal.
You can't handle the truth.
I don't want to know it. All right. Yeah, well, there you go. Those are the Fireside Chats. And interesting as usual. Yikes. Got ourselves an entertainment drill coming up next. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. Right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.